We are joined today by Christine Janzer, who is the head of user research at Slack. First of all, before we get into the topic about working out of home, what is Slack? Tell me about that company, what they do.
Yeah, so Slack is a channel-based messaging app that offers a better way to work together by replacing email inside your company. So it's sort of a one-stop shop where you can keep up with your coworkers, with messages, with files, with apps, so that everything is all in one place. And as everyone's sort of transitioning to this new world of working remote, Slack is a great way to sort of keep connected with what's happening.
Well, let's give some people who are first-time work-at-homers some tips. Where do we want to start?
Yeah, I've definitely got some tips for that. So, you know, I think the first most basic tip is establish a routine. This is new, and so I think in order to have appropriate work-life balance, it's really important to have that routine. And so little things like, you know, get dressed like you would if you were going to the office. You know, try to carve out some sort of dedicated working area within your home so that it feels like you have a little bit of separation between work and home. And, you know, also making sure that you're taking little breaks throughout the day. You know, if you can, try to have a set time to start work and to end work so that it doesn't sort of bleed into your entire home life. I think the little things like that can go a long way.
So
I think the second tip is about, you know, video conferencing is such a great tool to allow that face-to-face interaction to happen when you can't be in the same office together with your team. And so there's great video conferencing tools. You know, we have Slack calls. There's also Zoom. And being able to quickly connect with people is really important. And, you know, video conferencing has gotten great. It's almost like being in the same room as somebody. And I think, you know, the last thing that I always talk about is, you know, with my team, like when you're remote and when you don't see each other every day, over communicate as much as possible. So it's harder to figure out what people are working on, what priorities are, you know, what things are changing. And so we all have to take a little bit more responsibility in over communicating. And so, you know, in Slack, as an example, you know, we're always sharing updates on what's happening with projects, on, you know, when goals or priorities shift, so that it's an easy way to keep up with what's happening, and even if you're not able to catch up with people live the way that you would in the office. And I think in addition to, you know, communicating about projects in Slack, you can also sort of keep people up to date on, you know, your whereabouts. So if you're busy in a meeting, if you're taking a lunch break, or if you're, you know, on a call, you can help signal that to people in Slack by updating your status. So you're a little bit more aware of what people are doing, even if they're not in the same place as you. So those are some of the top tips that I would share for people who are working remote for the first time.
A lot of this obviously would be tailored to that specific job that you do, that you're now doing from home. Sometimes you work sort of individually. You just want to be able to keep connected to the office in general. Who is the one that sort of sets all this up? What's the procedure usually for that? Is it somebody that has more of the tech skills? Is it somebody in the management that's been told by company, this is how all of our team is going to do it? What usually is the process for that?
Honestly, anyone can set it up. So sometimes, you know, it's something that the IT department will set up, but oftentimes it'll just be a team member who's looking for a better way to stay connected. And so, honestly, like, it's so easy to set up. It's like just a couple clicks. And so anyone can do it. And that's one of the things that we're most proud of, is how user-friendly it is. So really anyone can do it.
What technology is required on the user end to make all this happen?
Really not much more than a computer. So, you know, it's a simple app to download. You can also just, you know, visit the website if you don't want to actually download something. So there's very little technology required aside from your work computer. So that makes it pretty easy to set up.
In your career or your time, have you done much work at home?
You know, I usually don't work from home. I usually go into the office, but I will say that, you know, I've learned so much over the last 4 weeks, and I've been so blown away by how productive people have been. And, you know, it may make me revisit sort of my own practices. But, you know, I think using tools like Slack to stay connected really help people, you know, be super productive. And I've been really, really pleased by how we've adapted to this new situation that we're in.
One of the things I was hearing about is being able to sort of maintain somewhat of the social aspect of going to work. I mean, it can't be all business. You might want to still have to know what that person was up to. I mean, there's sometimes a point for water cooler talk, I would think. Just it's all part of the mental health of this whole thing.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned the water cooler. My team created a Slack channel called Purell Dispenser, because it's a little bit more sanitary than the water cooler, a little joke. But it's a way for us to sort of have that social connection and to just talk about what we're making for lunch. We talk about, you know, what movies we're watching or what Netflix shows we're watching. And so that social connection, I think, is so important. And it goes a long way, not just, you know, to make you feel socially connected, but also to sort of build those work relationships as well. So 100% agree, that stuff is really important. And even just getting on a quick, you know, video conferencing chat to talk about social things is something else that I've seen a lot of people do. And those are the kinds of things that I think would be great to maintain even when we do go back into the office.
We're talking today with Christine Janzer, who's head of user research at Slack. How much of this sort of work at home, this different way of connecting and being able to be productive, not in the office but elsewhere, is going to continue on past this sort of self-quarantine and the stay-at-home mandates? How much is that going to really, you think, change the way businesses think about operating and sort of giving their employees a little bit more of a longer leash?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think this is going to cause, you know, people to sort of revisit their policies, because I think if anything, you know, these last 4 weeks or however many weeks people have been sheltering from home has shown us firsthand that it is possible to stay productive no matter where you're working from. And so I can't predict what every company is going to do, but I really do think that people are going to revisit their policies and potentially offer greater flexibility in the future. And that could be a really positive outcome out of all of this. So I'll be really interested to see how that plays out.
And perhaps companies like Slack and others who are working on this find you got a great beta testing going on right now with everybody who are using it, who may never have tried it or try to push its limits to see if there's new things that can be developed.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's very core to what my team is working on and thinking about. So it's a very interesting beta test, like you said.
How do we go about finding out more about some of these uses and ways to connect?
So the best place to go is slack.com/remote. It has lots of great tips and tricks and best practices to sort of help everyone manage through the situation that we're in.
Sounds great. Christina, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much.